You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rob Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Only in his own country there is no honor, and among his own kind. And in his own house. I thank God for my house. Come on, somebody, and praise God. If somebody in your house respect you, give the Lord some praise. And if somebody in your house don't respect you, understand that it's not a strange thing. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But Yeshua said unto them, is that verse 4? I read that already, didn't I? Okay. So stop looking for that honor. You know where it's at? It's in you. You have to love you. You have to respect you. Oh, my God, I'm sick and tired of seeing people that has no respect for themselves, but they're expecting others to respect them. Sometimes I'm traveling, and I see some dressing, and I have to go, oops, God, I'm afraid to stand next to a male. Let's see what I see. You know you can dishonor yourself and think you're looking real cute. And that's the sad part. Because you think you're looking so cute and you're walking with confidence while others are closing their eyes and saying, my God. I told you last year, my family and I went on a cruise, and I told you, I went out on the balcony to pray. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, I am proud of man. I said, You're proud of man. I am proud of man. I said, okay. The Spirit went on to say, look at the city on the sea. He said, I am proud of man. The ship was so huge, you couldn't walk from one end to the next end. There are some ships out there, I've spoken to workers that let us know that they work with co-workers, that they work on the same ship and don't see each other, friends, they don't see each other for 6 months. And where they live, if they should try to walk home, they would be late for their next shift. Should have got a bunk out close. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? God is proud of man. I'm not talking about men that goes to church. And you should go to church. I'm not talking about men that pray. And you should pray. But you see why God is proud of man? Because God is the ultimate creator of all things. Now, if you want to be absolutely proud, you imagine that you have given birth to a child, and or you put seed in a woman's womb, and that seed germinate and come to birth, and that child grew up and become a scholar. When parents were so excited last night, even though the parents know that it was the Sabbath, the parents text me to let me know that my daughter had got a GPA of a 4.0, all honors class. I said, my God. I was happy too. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? You would be proud because you said, I gave birth to that. Come on now. That's my seed. Now, God is a creator. And let me tell you something. Every last one of us in here can create. You know why? It's in us. Nudge your neighbor and say, where is it? It's in you. You have the power to produce. Come on and say amen. There is a place of release. And when you come to that place, guess what? Yeshua had to teach the disciples. He said, I have to show you what this is all about. He said, you've been around me long enough. I want you to go out into the cities. Go out. Leave your wallet behind. Can you imagine? Stand up. The Lord said, I'm sending you to Florida. Only take your passport. No wallet, no change of clothes. You would probably wear the finest suit and the finest shoes because it's the only clothes. Don't take anything. Just go. I sent you out. What do you think Yeshua was doing? He was teaching them that there is power in you, that when you come to the place of release, it will have to give up. But you see, you can't expect that if you're not a good child. And it can still happen if you're not a good child. But guess what? Your little eeny beeny brain won't allow you to receive it. Because your little brain will be so full of condemnation, you believe that God wants nothing more to do with me. Isn't that what Adam thought? Adam and Eve, when they heard God coming, they hid themselves. Because they knew they messed up. But God knew they messed up, but God still came at his usual time. Come on and say amen. Amen. And that's what we do. We hide from God. So I'm bringing this story to you, and this is my last scripture here, Luke 10 from the verse 8. So listen what happened. I'm fast forwarding. He said, go out and don't take anything with you. Just go. Get me to that verse where he's, okay. And into whatsoever city he entered, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you. So in other words, since you don't bring any money, and you come to my house, if I give you chicken, please don't ask me for steak. You are supposed to eat what is provided for you. You have to trust the Lord that this is what the Lord has provided for me today. Amen. Come on and say amen. Because some of us are so rude. Especially ministers. Like to dictate to people and said, who are you giving that to eat? I don't eat that. Listen to this. With no money, no clothing, heal the sick that are within. So there is something that needs to happen. You have to first receive those that God have sent. And your sick will in turn be what? And say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh. Because I know that people like to hear about prosperity messages. Prosperity is prosperity. And yes, 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 yes. But you ought to know that the kingdom of God is here. Hello? But unto whatsoever city he entered, and they receive you not, go your ways. Out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth unto us, we do wipe against you, notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come unto you. Not your neighbor, say neighbor. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you treat your neighbors. Oh, Lord, because I know how some of us can't stand each other. Hello? Don't let me have to knock the dust off. Listen what happens when you have rejected those that the Lord have sent. Listen. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. I want you to pay attention. The way you treat others, especially those that are predestinated. He said that for those that he foreknown, he also predestinated them. Hello? That's why I plead with you all the time. I said, even the very children, be careful how you treat them. You respect them just like you want to be respected, because respect goes where respect comes from. Come on and let the house shout hallelujah. So when you have come to the place of release, and if it happened to you that the place don't accept you, don't receive you, cursed be that place. Do you have the power to what? And what you loose on earth is loose in heaven, and what you bind on earth is. So I have a little bit of problem in teaching on Wednesday, talking about the power of faith and stewardship, and how stewardship is practical and faith is insane, because faith is to believe something that you can't see with your eye, but the God factor in you, the belief system in you, let you know that you can. Mm-hmm. And so I use a little system. And I said, just imagine you bringing home $500. And Uncle Sam already gone in there, take out what he needs to take out. But you take home $500. Imagine that person that says, I can't tithe from that, because if I give 10%, of that is $50. And I'm only left now with $450. And the Lord didn't just ask for a tithe. He also wants an offering. So let's say I'm feeling real generous and I give him $5. I have what left? Mm-hmm. You have what? $445. And then let's say your light bill is due for $200. And anybody listening? You have $245, and then you have to buy gas to make it back to work for the whole week. Let's say you fill your tank up for $30. So basically, the money is done. You didn't put away any for yourself, none for your rent, or none for your mortgage. Well, I doubt somebody could get a mortgage with $500 per week. Nothing is put away to car payment. What you think that person is going to say? That person is going to say to God, you ask of me a hard thing. I can't give you 10% because it's not enough. But you see, there is something, there is a law. That when you give, you trust God to open a window. Because that's what the word says. He said, give and prove me now, saith the Lord, if I will not open for you what? Windows in heaven. And do what? Pour you out a blessing so that what? You have not room enough to receive. So God has already spoken. The problem is that we don't believe. But it is in you and me to produce money. Where is it? So I went home after Wednesday night. I was standing up, brushing my teeth, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord said, where is money? I said, where is money? And before I could think about it, the Spirit says, money is in you. I said, money in me? He said, yes, money is in you. I said, okay. He said, when a person punched the clock, it's not the company that is giving you money. If that was the case, you would just go to the company and said, I need a check. But you go to work and you produce money. Come on now. Come on now. If you don't work, you're going to get what? Nothing. If you sit down, you get nothing. You could have all the faith you want to have. Ain't nothing going to come and tear off your roof and pour money down. Or you can sit and think that Santa Claus is going to fly through your chimney. So money is in you. You're sick and you want to be healed. Healing is in you. But you've got to believe it. Come on and say amen. That which you are in pursuit of is in you. And that's why God says that I am proud of man. Men becomes engineer, doctors. I have my personal bona fide doctor here today. Welcome, doctor. I can preach as hard as I want to now. We have doctors and we have lawyers and the list goes on. And on and on. But I tell you something that I love about my personal doctor. He will never let me forget that it's not about me, Charmaine. It's about God. Hello? It's not about me. It's about God. I told you when the sister was diagnosed with the tumor behind her eye, the first thing her doctor asked her was, woman, do you know how to pray? He's sitting there and he will tell you that, yes, he can do everything by the book. Don't necessarily guarantee your healing until God put his stamp of approval on it. I wish somebody would say amen. And if he said to you, take this medication and take it 3 times a day and make sure that you eat before you take the medication, if you don't do it, then you go back to him. He said, did you take the medication? You said, no, doctor. Then deep in his heart, he wanted to tell you to get out of my office. Get out of my face. But he's nice. And he said, you need to take your medication. Well, a lot of us are praying to God. God, this God. And he's saying, have you taken your meds? You know? Have you taken your meds? That which you seek is inside of you. I said, that which you seek is inside of you. So one Sabbath, we were here, and I saw a woman. This woman came in. And I'm sharing some faith with you so that you can believe for your child's healing today. And what a great day it is for you in the house. I have the best doctor in the house, who believe that God does heal. And you have a person that lived by faith, that there is nothing that is impossible with God. So this woman walked in, and she walked in with a 6-year-old girl. And it so happened that the church had just published an article as to why there were so many miracles happening right here. Well, they heard about us and sent and asked us to write an article as to why these miracles happen here. The response to the article was, if the intercessor believe and the person standing in need of a miracle believe, then a miracle is bound to happen. Oh, will somebody believe God? It's in you. It's in you. That healing power is in you. But can you believe it? Can you receive it? So, one woman, listen, a black woman was at work, got wind of the paper, and she read the paper, and she said to herself, one day I'm going to West Palm Beach and I'm going to visit that church. Heading home from work, she saw a white woman broke down on the 95. And the Holy Spirit said to her, stop and go offer some assistance to the woman. She said, but God, I'm not a mechanic. Why do? And she couldn't help herself. She said she don't know when she exit and turn around, find herself behind the woman's car. She said to the woman, what happened? The lady said her car just broke down, just died on her. And, you know, she was on her way to this conference that Rod Parsley was having because her 6-year-old daughter was diagnosed with a rare cancer, only found in every 200,000 person in the world. Rare. And she's going there to get healing for her daughter because the doctors has given up. This woman said to her, well, I don't know. I found this article. I've never been to the church before, but together we could go find the church. Are you listening to this? Faith makes no sense. So they journeyed. They came here together. I believe God, that God has the power to heal this little 6-year-old of this rare cancer. Prayed for them. Sent them on their way. Never hear anything until 8 months later. Doctor, the first time the lady came in, she wasn't looking that right. She didn't look like she was dressed for healing. The second time when she returned, I could not believe my eyes. I didn't recognize who she was. But in the midst of ministering, a note came. I am here with a praise report. Not until the lady began to walk down the aisle with the little girl, I remembered the little girl. I said, oh my God. The praise report says, we stayed away for 8 months because doctors have been running multiple tests because for some strange reason, the cancer has disappeared. And we wanted to be sure that our daughter was healed before we come back to share this praise report. What am I saying? Is there anything that is too hard for God? Healing was within her. That 6-year-old didn't know how to believe God for herself, but somebody believed that God could, and God did. That which you are in pursuit of is in you. If you ever believe God to move your mountain, your mountains will be moved and be cast into the sea. Hello, somebody. When Yeshua came to the fig tree, he thought that the fig tree had figs. When I did my research about that, it says that when a fig tree has fig, it puts out a lot of leaves to cover, to protect the fig. Now, this fig tree was a fake fig tree. It had a lot of leaves. So the master thought that he would get some figs. When he got there, there was nothing on the tree but leaves. What did he do? You're supposed to have something to give when the master comes. And when you have nothing, then curse. Don't pretend like you have it. And then you have nothing. Not your neighbor and say, be real. Because God don't deal with fake. Be real. So what ended up happening? He cursed the tree. The Bible declared that the tree dried up from the root. Somebody shout immediately. Then the disciples marveled. Said, Master, how come this tree just dry up like this? He said, marvel not. For I say unto you, if you have faith like a mustard seed. Now, what about the mustard seed? Is it the size of the faith? And I tell you no. A mustard seed is one of the smallest seed that you can ever find. But if you dare to mix that seed with anything else, the seed becomes contaminated and will not grow. So if your faith is as pure as a mustard seed, if you command the mountains to be removed, the mountain will be removed. Nudge your neighbor and say, the Lord says so. Last story. The disciples entered into a city where the people wasn't acting right. And I'm paraphrasing this story. They got so angry. They looked at the Lord and said, Master, let us call down fire from heaven and consume them. Yeshua said, leave them. Be careful. You know not who you are. Be careful what you speak. For that which you speak will surely come to pass. Be careful what you speak. If you profess poverty, you will be poor. Even if somebody give to you Bill Gates kind of money. You understanding what I'm trying to say to you? It is what you declare it to be. Come on and say amen. Amen. Come on and say amen. Amen. So yes, you have power to curse and you have power to bless. And that's why the Lord said, bless and curse not. Because if you curse, curse will take place. Come on. So why not just bless? Not your neighbor and said, I have power of death and life under my tongue, but I choose to speak life. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a mighty praise. Come on and give the Lord a mighty praise. Give the Lord a mighty praise. That which you are in pursuit of is in you. Where is it? It's in you. It's in me. Now turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it is in you. All you got to do is get up and produce it. There is nothing else that God can do for us. He has already done it all.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-